the most embarrassing way you've injured yourself. Maybe you ruptured an artery picking your nose.
Like a guy in China. And we know about it because his wife put him on blast on social media. Yeah.
Right. Or some other way. We'll kick it off. Tony from St. Matthews texted us and said, ruptured ligaments that hold my thumb to my hand at a bachelor party.
Oh, what in the world was going on there?
Right. Said he wasn't even drinking, had to have surgery to repair his hand. So apparently they were playing paintball, and that was what happened. So
paintball.
Didn't involve any exotic dancers or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Kyle says, about 10 years ago, I went to give someone a low five, managed to slap myself in the nads. And break my own thumb.
I haven't heard that phrase in a sense in a long time.
Ouchie.
Slap myself in the nads. Oh, break my own thumb.
That's a hard slap.
That is. Oh, shoot. That is funny.
Amy, at work, I often open the bottom drawer of my desk and use it as a footrest.
Sure.
One time from this position, I jumped up to answer the phone. The drawer slid shut with my feet inside, so I toppled over and threw the desk behind mine.
Oh, my gosh.
As I lay there on my back, I was surrounded by the stunned silence of my coworkers.
They're like, is Amy okay? Does anyone want to check on her?
What just happened?
I got a message from a listener. One time I was on an eighth grade field trip, racing my friend at a rest stop. The next thing I knew, I was on the ground. I'd face planted, busted my two front teeth in half, fractured some bone near my wrist, and had to get a metal plate put in. My teeth continue to mess up again to this day, and my arm still hurts.
Oh, no.
Dang.
On in front of all your classmates.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, dang it. That's not good. Dave said, I did the classic. The knife isn't even sharp.
Oh, no.
Then proceeded to press the knife against my palm and discovered, okay, I guess it's a little sharp.
Guess that's a little sharp.
Dang it.
Tim said, I did a similar thing as your other listener with a pair of scissors. I was walking into a music festival, got stopped by a security guy for a random bag search, had a spare pair of glasses and a pair of scissors and tape for emergency tent repair. I tried to convince him the scissors were dull by demonstrating on my arm, which I was very surprised to find they actually cut through my skin pretty well.
Okay, great. All
Fortunately,
right, yeah.
The security guard took pity on me, and I got a first aid kit to patch me up and let me in anyways. So.
Okay, that's good. Right. Yeah, it is kind of suspicious when you're taking that stuff in through security. Keith says, a 17-year-old intern at my workplace ended up having to see a chiropractor after twisting his neck, trying to impersonate a burrowing owl. That was kind of funny.
It's like, yeah, that yeah. intern
no,
should
try
to impress
to do it because I don't even
yeah,
want
right,
like,
right. to like risk impress everybody.
That happening
you know what?
To me
I can do
right
an owl.
Now.
I can do an owl.
Oh.
Parker said, this just happened a month ago. Walked face first into a tree. It was dark. I was mildly drunk. I was walking and facing a girl I liked while I was talking to her. Face forward and whack!
Oh, no.
Straight on the floor, holding my face. We did not become an item, LOL.
Oh, dang it.
Dang, that stinks.
Oh.
These are embarrassing injuries that you've sustained.
Oh, well, this one needs to be anonymous.
Oh.
Because it's still embarrassing to think about.
Mm.
But wanted to tell you about my unfortunate experience with Veet.
Veet?
Which is a hair removal lotion.
Oh.
Everything was fine up front.
Up front?
But in the rear was excruciatingly painful. You just can't imagine sitting to use the restroom was like someone running a cheese grater up and down back there. I finally had to go to the emergency room. You pretty much lose all dignity when someone spreads your cheeks to inspect your rear.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So, also a cautionary tale. Maybe that we don't we don't touch that with chemical hair removal.
Oh, shoot. Cheese grater.
Oh, all and right. Then having to go to the ER.
Yeah, all right. Well,
to be examined.
Congratulations, you've ended the bit.
Yeah, you've
ended the bit.
Literally, you have. You're ended the bit.
Oh, shoot. All right, there you go. Embarrassing injuries you've sustained. Thank you so much for the stories.